When Russell Simmons, hip-hop pioneer, business mogul, and founder of Def Jam Records, announced his commitment to veganism, many were surprised. How could the man, once surrounded by the excesses of the music industry, embrace such a seemingly restrictive lifestyle? Yet Simmons found that eliminating animal products didn't just change his diet, it transformed his entire existence. The Happy Vegan has become a cultural touchstone, endorsed by celebrities from Jay-Z and Beyoncé to Bill Clinton and Ellen DeGeneres. Unlike many wellness books that promise quick fixes, Simmons offers something more profound, a path to genuine happiness through compassionate choices. As plant-based living continues gaining momentum, Google searches for vegan have doubled in recent years. Simmons' message resonates across demographics, from health-conscious millennials to baby boomers facing mortality. His central premise is both simple and revolutionary. The foods that harm our bodies also damage our planet and cause immense suffering. By aligning our plates with our values, we unlock a more energetic, purposeful, and joyful life. I understand loving meat. I devoured it enthusiastically for decades. My mother's spaghetti with peppers and sausage, my father's pig's feet with potato salad, those sausage sandwiches for breakfast, and fast food burgers while touring with hip-hop artists, I cherish them all. But here's the truth, I don't miss them anymore. When you eliminate animal products, you discover entirely different kinds of delicious meals. Your taste buds actually transform after a few weeks without the heavy salt, fat, and sugar that accompany most meat dishes. You begin appreciating subtle flavors in vegetarian dishes, curries, tahini, slow-cooked vegetables, and interesting textures. Many vegans find that if they try meat again later, it tastes too greasy, while cheese seems overly oily and salty. The belief that humans are natural carnivores contradicts scientific evidence. Unlike true carnivores with their long fangs, claws, and short digestive tracts designed for meat, humans have flat nails and small canine teeth better suited for plant foods. Dr. Neil Barnard notes that early humans had diets similar to other great apes, largely plant-based, and our bodies never fully adapted to meat eating. Most of our ancestors weren't the big meat eaters we assume. Irish immigrants rarely ate beef before coming to America, surviving primarily on potatoes and vegetables. Traditional Chinese diets used minimal meat as seasoning, not centerpieces. And African ancestors from West Africa ate primarily yams, cassava, melons, and plant foods, not the ham hocks, ribs, and chitlins that became slave dishes in America. The African-American community now suffers disproportionately from diet-related diseases like high blood pressure and diabetes. We celebrate a diet that kills over 100,000 African-Americans yearly while protesting other injustices. Unlike many societal challenges, what we eat remains entirely within our control. When Beyoncé and Jay-Z completed their 22-day vegan challenge in 2013, many assumed I influenced their decision. In reality, it was nutritionist Marco Borges who motivated them to experience optimum wellness through conscious nutrition. Jay later said the plant-based diet just feels right. While their challenge inspired many fans, some complained they couldn't afford to follow suit. The numbers tell a different story. Replacing meat with plant foods actually saves money, about $4,000 per person annually, or $16,000 for a family of four. A pound of organic lentils costs around $2, compared to $4 for regular beef or $10 for organic beef. Fast food options exist too, bean burritos without cheese at Taco Bell, veggie burgers at Burger King, or sofritas at Chipotle, which costs less than meat options. Even at upscale vegan restaurants like Crossroads in Hollywood, frequented by celebrities like Jay-Z, Beyoncé, and Bill Clinton, a meaty lasagna costs $16, not much more than Olive Garden's $13.29 lasagna classico. The real issue is that meat is artificially cheap due to $38 billion in government subsidies to the meat and dairy industries, compared to just $17 million for fruits and vegetables. The hidden costs of meat consumption, environmental damage, healthcare expenses, subsidies, total $414 billion annually. The true cost of a Big Mac should be closer to $13. we need to make healthy plant foods more accessible in all communities. But until then, I encourage you to make the shift yourself. It's not just affordable, it's the best investment you can make for your health. I'll be honest, while I call you a hero for giving up animal products, not everyone will. Some might label you weird, strange, or even a freak. This fear of judgment stops many people from making this change, even those who normally consider themselves independent thinkers. The meat and dairy industries spend over $10 billion annually on advertising campaigns like Beef, It's What's for Dinner, and Got Milk, to normalize their products and make alternatives seem strange, despite dairy not actually doing a body good and millions of Americans being lactose intolerant. When you speak out against these industries, expect pushback. They attacked even Oprah Winfrey with a $10 million lawsuit when she mentioned avoiding hamburgers during a mad cow disease outbreak. Often, people who criticize your vegan choices are projecting their own insecurities. Hurt people hurt people. Don't let relationship concerns stop you. When my ex-wife Kimora wasn't interested in veganism, we simply had separate refrigerators. My brother Rev Run still hosts cooking shows with meat dishes, but we remain close, and his daughter Angela has become vegan without family conflict. If you lack support, seek out vegan communities. Cities like LA, NYC, San Francisco, and college towns have thriving vegan scenes. Remember that joining a vegan community doesn't mean abandoning other social circles. I still attend parties at steakhouses, just ordering large salads instead. The key to happiness is connecting with diverse groups of people while living your truth. Many dismiss veganism as something only for animal lovers or PETA weirdos. I had to laugh when a friend reacted this way. I'm not what you'd consider a stereotypical animal lover. Though I'm proud PETA named me their Man of the Year in 2011, you won't see me throwing paint on fur coats. My approach is educational rather than confrontational. Despite my assistant Simone's rescue dog sitting in my office for years, I've never even petted it. I'm just not that into dogs. But here's the crucial distinction. Just because I don't want to be an animal lover doesn't mean I want to be an animal killer. One of my primary goals is to live compassionately, which is impossible if you eat animal products. While America panics over rare threats like Ebola, heart disease quietly kills 600,000 Americans annually, one death every 36 seconds. It's the leading killer of both men and women, particularly African American women, 49% of whom have heart disease, though only 20% believe they're at risk. The economic impact is staggering. Americans represent 5% of global population, but undergo over half the world's bypass procedures, costing nearly $50 billion yearly. Some 30 million Americans take cholesterol-lowering drugs with unpleasant side effects that manage but don't cure the disease. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn discovered that communities worldwide with plant-based diets have virtually no heart disease. His groundbreaking study at Cleveland Clinic showed that even terminal heart patients could reverse their condition by eliminating all animal products. Even President Bill Clinton, after multiple heart surgeries, rejected the bad genetics explanation and embraced plant-based eating to heal his heart. Clinton lost 25 pounds, saw dramatic energy improvements, and tests confirmed his heart disease was reversing. As he testified, 82% of people since 1986 who have gone on a plant-based diet have begun to heal themselves. The former junk food lover now lives on beans, legumes, vegetables, fruits, and almond milk with protein powder, proving that genetics are not destiny. T. Colin Campbell's groundbreaking research, documented in the China study, reveals the direct link between animal protein consumption and cancer risk. Campbell, who ironically grew up on a dairy farm, discovered while working in the Philippines that children from wealthier families who ate more meat had higher rates of liver cancer than poorer children who couldn't afford meat. His subsequent research in rural China and Taiwan found clear cancer clusters in regions adopting Western diets. In rural areas where meat was used only for seasoning, breast, liver, and colorectal cancers were rare, while urban areas embracing meat-heavy Western diets saw cancer rates steadily rising. Campbell concluded that animal products create inflammation and high acid levels in the body, conditions where cancer thrives, while plant-based diets maintain less acidic body chemistry that prevents cell mutation. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine confirms that regular processed or red meat consumption increases colon cancer risk by up to 50%. Dr. Dean Ornish's research further demonstrated that men with prostate cancer who switched to plant-based diets saw their cancer markers not only stop increasing but actually decrease, suggesting veganism can reverse cancer progression. Despite pervasive "milk does a body good" messaging, growing evidence links dairy consumption to serious health issues, including cancer. Cow's milk is designed for calves, not humans. Even adult cows don't drink milk. The USDA recommendation of 3 daily cups stems from dairy industry lobbying, not medical science. Harvard School of Public Health criticizes these guidelines, stating there's little, if any, evidence that high dairy intakes protect against osteoporosis and considerable evidence that too high intakes can be harmful. British researchers found people consuming 3 or more glasses daily were twice as likely to die early compared to those drinking less than 1 glass. Dr. Walter Willett, the single most cited nutritionist in the world and Harvard professor, despite descending from 5 generations of dairy farmers, states bluntly, "There is not a single bit of evidence to support that people who drink 3 servings of milk a day have better health." Studies show dairy consumption increases cancer risk dramatically. Nurses drinking 1 or more glasses of milk daily had 69% higher ovarian cancer rates, while postmenopausal women consuming more than 1 glass of skim milk daily faced 73% greater risk. The average American consumes 607 pounds of dairy products annually, potentially contributing to allergies, digestive problems, and chronic sinus infections that often resolve when dairy is eliminated. Beyond heart disease and cancer, animal products are linked to metabolic syndrome, affecting 20 to 25% of American adults. This cluster of conditions includes high blood pressure, elevated blood sugar, excess waist fat, and abnormal cholesterol, increasing risk for heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. Even thin, active people who eat the standard American diet are at risk, especially minorities. Nearly 35% of Americans, 78 million people, are clinically obese, with rates reaching 48% among African Americans. The scale of animal agriculture is staggering. 10.2 billion animals were killed for food in the United States in 2012 alone, with 80% of U.S. agricultural land used either to raise animals or grow their feed, nearly half the landmass of the lower 48 states. Globally, 65 billion land animals are killed annually for food, potentially rising to 120 billion in coming decades. These animals require enormous space, food, water, and produce massive waste. Americans now consume 52 billion pounds of meat annually, more than quadruple the 9.8 billion pounds consumed a century ago. This system is unsustainable. If the global population adopted North America's meat-based diet, it would require 4 planet Earths to support the demand. Methane from cattle is now recognized as a leading cause of greenhouse gases. Cows, designed to eat grass, produce enormous amounts of methane through their digestive process. According to the EPA, a single cow belches between 66 and 132 gallons of methane daily, far exceeding a car's 16-gallon gas tank. NASA scientists have determined that methane is 25 times more potent as a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide, making livestock a major contributor to global warming. Animal agriculture is responsible for 18% of greenhouse emissions, exceeding the 13% from all transportation combined. While Californians scramble to reduce household water usage during severe droughts, they overlook the real culprit. Animal agriculture consumes 55% of America's water, while homes use just 5%. Producing a single cheeseburger requires 660 gallons of water. A pound of beef needs 1,799 gallons. the water needed to raise one beef cow could literally float a battleship, and America raises 90 million cattle. By contrast, a pound of potatoes requires only 119 gallons. Going vegan would save an individual 162,486 gallons of water annually, more than half your water footprint. You could skip showering for 6 months and save less water than by avoiding a single pound of beef. Factory farm waste devastates waterways nationwide. The waste contains antibiotics that enter rivers and drinking water, making us more susceptible to antibiotic-resistant bacteria and severely harming aquatic life. Catastrophic lagoon failures have caused environmental disasters. A 1995 North Carolina spill sent 25 million gallons of waste into a river, killing 10 million fish and closing 364,000 acres of coastal wetlands. In 2011, an Illinois spill killed over 100,000 fish. In Maryland and West Virginia, male fish are growing ovaries due to antibiotics and Prozac in chicken farm runoff. The idyllic farm imagery in our childhood books and food packaging is pure fiction. A century ago, 99% of farms were family-run, but today, 99% are corporate-controlled factory farms. The government now calls these facilities concentrated animal feeding operations, CAFOs, a term that better reflects their industrial nature. Purdue Chicken Packaging features a picturesque farmhouse, yet their chickens are raised in crowded, filthy sheds holding up to 30,000 birds, conditions so inhumane that the company was sued by the Humane Society for misleading consumers. Americans consume over 86 pounds of chicken per person annually, a staggering 7 billion birds each year. Almost all begin life in hatcheries, traumatically separated from their mothers and shipped to CAFOs. There, they're crammed into windowless sheds with tens of thousands of other birds in ammonia-filled darkness. The birds have their beaks partially seared off without painkillers to prevent them from attacking each other in these stressful conditions. Many die from infections, leg deformities, or stress. Modern broilers are engineered to grow unnaturally fast, reaching slaughter weight in just 47 days versus 123 days in 1923. Their breasts grow so large they often can't walk properly. Dairy cows endure a nightmare existence. Calves are traumatically separated from their mother shortly after birth, with many crying so hard their throats become raw. Male calves, useless for milk production, are often raised as veal, tied down in tiny pens to prevent muscle development, and kept on liquid diets that cause chronic diarrhea. Female calves are isolated in tiny pens before being moved to slightly larger spaces, still only 35 square feet. All undergo painful dehorning procedures, usually without painkillers. Once mature, they're confined to concrete stalls barely larger than their bodies, standing in their own waste until their hooves rot black. Despite their intelligence, pigs suffer terribly in CAFOs. 40 250-pound hogs are crammed into apartment-sized pens with no sunlight, fresh air, or earth. The floors are slatted, allowing excrement to fall into catchment pits that collect everything from afterbirths to broken insecticide bottles. Temperatures exceed 90 degrees in air saturated with gases from waste and chemicals. Female pigs, sows, endure even worse conditions. After being artificially inseminated, pregnant sows spend years in gestation crates, metal cages just 7 feet by 2 feet, too narrow to turn around. When transitioning to veganism, it's crucial to add new foods rather than just eliminating animal products. Being vegan requires building plant-based foods into your diet that benefit both you and the environment. Leafy greens should form the foundation, providing protein, fiber, vitamins, antioxidants, and immune-boosting nutrients. Try any green vegetable you find. They all taste good sautéed with garlic. Beans and legumes should be the second pillar of a vegan diet. They're affordable, nutrient-dense, and versatile. A half-cup serving provides 15% of daily recommended protein, 20% of fiber, and 24% of folic acid. With over 18,000 varieties, including peas, beans, lentils, and peanuts, they can be used in countless dishes, from burritos to soups. Lentils are among the world's healthiest and most affordable foods, perfect for soups or curried preparations, dal, at Indian restaurants. Whole grains provide essential protein and fiber. Focus on varieties like quinoa, great for those with gluten allergies, buckwheat, barley, brown rice, rye, spelt, and oats. Quinoa, an ancient South American grain with high levels of protein, calcium, magnesium, and manganese, works beautifully in salads with cranberries and cashews or with blueberries for breakfast. Avoid refined grains like white flour, white rice, and white bread, which have had their nutrients removed during processing. Nuts become essential snacks for vegans, especially tree nuts like almonds, cashews, and walnuts. They provide healthy omega-3 fatty acids, reduce cholesterol and inflammation, and aid weight loss. Embrace nut spreads like peanut butter, almond butter, and hazelnut butter, which can be economically made at home with a food processor. Carry nuts for quick energy boosts and use them ground as toppings for salads and vegetables. Exploring new flavors is the most exciting part of veganism, helping overcome cravings for meat and dairy that are engineered to be addictively salty, fatty, and sweet. Stock basic herbs like basil, mint, thyme, oregano, and rosemary, and collect appropriate spice combinations for different cuisines. Essential oils like olive, coconut, and flaxseed should replace hydrogenated oils. Experiment with homemade dips and sauces, viewing veganism as liberation from the salt, sugar, fat jail rather than deprivation. Plant-based milks like soy, almond, hemp, coconut, oat, rice, and hazelnut offer versatile alternatives to dairy that can be easily made at home. For cheese alternatives, Daiya products provide dairy-free options for shreds, wedges, slices, and spreads. Companies like Beyond Meat and V-Bites Foods are creating plant-based meat alternatives that could potentially end factory farming by providing familiar tastes without animal suffering. Eating out as a vegan isn't as difficult as many fear. Major cities like Los Angeles and New York offer abundant vegan options, with favorites like Crossroads and Veggie Grill in LA and Jivamuktia Cafe and Curry in a Hurry in NYC. Even in smaller cities, Happy Cow's search engine helps locate vegan-friendly restaurants. When specialized options aren't available, ethnic restaurants offer reliable choices. Bean burritos at Mexican places, Buddha's Delight at Chinese restaurants, or lentils and rice at Indian establishments. Just request no ghee. Many fast food chains now offer vegan options too, with Chipotle being the most accommodating. Navigating social dining situations requires tact and preparation. Always call ahead and offer to bring your own dish to reduce host anxiety. Offer to chip in for special ingredients. Clearly explain what being vegan means, since many people don't understand the restrictions. And when hosting yourself, inform guests in advance about the vegan menu while allowing them to bring their own food if preferred. Most importantly, avoid arguing about food choices. Your best argument for veganism isn't words, but your happy aura, glowing skin, slim figure, wellness, and peacefulness. When transitioning to veganism, consult a doctor about underlying health issues and potential B12 deficiencies. But be aware that many doctors may discourage plant-based diets due to inadequate nutrition training. Most medical students receive less than 24 hours of nutrition education during their 4 years of medical school. Instead of relying solely on physicians, consider consulting licensed nutritionists who are generally more knowledgeable about vegetarian diets. The American Dietetic Association has stated that appropriately planned vegetarian diets are healthful, nutritionally adequate, and may provide health benefits. Yoga and meditation are essential companions for veganism. They're the best tools for maintaining this lifestyle change. When you approach your entire life mindfully, making good decisions becomes easier. Many try veganism but drift back to old habits because they lack mindfulness. The grace and peace these practices provide ultimately help you accomplish more than rushing unconsciously through life. For beginners, try Hatha or Vinyasa yoga classes before advancing to hot yoga. For meditation, a simple mantra-based practice for 20 minutes daily can provide clarity and inner peace that supports compassionate choices. Eliminating animal products from your diet creates a positive ripple effect that extends far beyond personal health benefits. When you choose plant-based foods, you're voting with your dollars against a system that causes immense suffering. Each meal becomes an opportunity to align your actions with your values, creating a sense of integrity that permeates other areas of life. This alignment produces what many vegans describe as a profound sense of peace, knowing that your choices aren't contributing to unnecessary pain. Former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson, once known for his aggression, credits veganism with saving his life after struggles with drug abuse, high blood pressure, and arthritis. The connection between mood improvement and plant-based eating has been scientifically documented in Nutrition Journal, which found that removing meat from the diet positively impacts neurological function and mood. Beyond personal transformation, your choices influence others. When friends and family witness your improved energy, clearer skin, and positive outlook, they become curious about your lifestyle. Without preaching, you demonstrate that compassionate choices lead to better outcomes. This quiet example often proves more persuasive than any argument. The collective impact of individual choices is already reshaping our food system. Major restaurant chains now offer plant-based options, supermarkets dedicate entire sections to vegan products, and investment in plant-based alternatives has skyrocketed. By choosing compassion 3 times daily, you join a growing movement that's creating a kinder, healthier, and more sustainable world, not through force or argument, but through the undeniable power of living well.